This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this 9th day of March. We're now joined by T-Storm Weather's Mike Tenor. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. I'm told that you've done an El Nino update. First, I thought it might be a La Nina update, but apparently things are changing. Tell me what's happening.
Things are always changing in the weather world, as you know, Todd. So what ended up happening is that the La Nina that we had a couple of months ago has diminished. And right now we're in what's called the neutral phase, which is where we're not in a La Nina, where the Pacific Ocean is colder than normal, but we're also not in an El Nino, which is where the equatorial Pacific Ocean is warmer than normal. So right now, temperatures are basically close to normal. As we move forward, it looks like it will end up being a little bit warmer as we move forward. There's a number of computer model projections that are now showing the potential for an El Nino to develop later on this year, though we do have a couple of words of caution. Number one is that forecast accuracy from these models is typically the lowest at this time of the year. And that's because El Nino or La Nina, if it were to develop, would peak around December, so 9 months from now. It's a little bit early to start understanding exactly what's happening in the ocean. That only becomes more obvious in the summer and more late in the summer and early in the fall. So by July or August, we should have a much better idea of whether an El Nino is truly developing or whether the neutral phase we're in now will continue.
Any other things from this that we should learn from your report yesterday?
Well, the most important thing regards what happens to U.S. corn and soybean crops in these years that start out with a La Nina, or at least a La Nina condition, which is when those water temperatures are a little bit cold to start the year like they were back in January. And then when those same years ended up in an El Nino, which again, there is a probability for that to happen later this year. So if you look at what happened to some of these corn and soybean crops, it's kind of similar to what we see a lot of the times when we do these types of studies. And that's where you just don't have a real lot to latch onto. Though there are some features of this that we find rather interesting. If you look at what happens in the spring, which we define as April and May, we've seen some very dry springs a couple of times. That's happened three times when we've had this condition where we start out with the cold condition in the ocean and we end up with an El Nino. So we looked at basically 10 times that's happened since 1960. And three of those times we had super dry periods in April and May. But on only one of those years did we stay dry through the summer, and that was in 1976. And in that 1976 growing season, not surprisingly, corn and soybean crops were below the long-term trend, which makes sense. If it's dry in the spring and it's dry in the summer, you're not going to have a great crop. But for the most part, in those key summer periods, things didn't look all that bad except for a couple of growing seasons. Those were mainly in 2002 when it was on the hot side, and then also 1976, as we mentioned. There's not a lot to look at here except to say that we've seen yields on both sides of the equation with some real good crops and some real bad crops following this type of scenario, with most of those right in between near the trend.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mike Tenor is with T-Storm Weather. He's out of Chicago. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.